The Federal Reserve raised interest rates again today, continuing its campaign against high inflation. The move comes despite concern that raising rates could put more stress on the banking system, a system already battered by the collapse of two big regional banks this month. Higher rates make it more expensive to get a car loan, borrow money for a business, or carry a balance on your credit card. NPR's Scott Horsley is here to explain the Fed's actions. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
All right, so we were hearing all these calls for the Fed to pause these rate hikes, at least for a bit, in the wake of these two bank failures. In the end, they went a different direction. Why?
Yeah, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says he and his colleagues did consider leaving rates alone at this week's meeting, but ultimately they voted unanimously to raise borrowing costs by a quarter percentage point. You could read that as a sign of confidence that the banking system can handle these higher rates. The Fed said in its statement today the system is sound and resilient. But it's also a sign that inflation's just still too high. Consumer prices in February were up 6% from a year ago. That's about three times the central bank's target. And Powell says he and his colleagues are determined to get prices under control, even if that means there's some pain along the way.
We have to bring inflation down to 2%. There are real costs to bring it down to 2%, but the costs of failing are much higher.
This was the ninth rate hike in a row from the Fed.
The ninth? Wow. Okay.
And it may be one of the last in this cycle. On average, members of the Fed's rate-setting committee anticipate just one more quarter-point increase beyond this, and that's it. A few weeks ago, before the bank crunch, a lot of Fed officials thought they'd have to push rates higher than that. But after the collapse of Silicon Valley and Signature Banks, other banks are expected to get stingier about making loans, and that works kind of like an additional rate hike, which is both good and bad. It means slower economic growth, but also, hopefully, lower inflation.
What about the Fed's own role in these bank failures? Because the Fed's also been under scrutiny here. Did Powell have anything to say on that?
He did. He said everyone's first thought when Silicon Valley Bank collapsed 12 days ago was, how did this happen? We now know that Fed supervisors had been sounding the alarm about the bank's risk management. They'd sent repeated warnings, although they did stop short of a formal order. And the problems of the bank were not obviously corrected in time to prevent a collapse. Powell says regulators probably do need to make some changes to keep pace with the kind of high-speed panic that ensued when news of the bank's troubles started to spread on social media, and Silicon Valley Bank's very wired customers were able to pull tens of billions of dollars out with just a few taps on their smartphones.
We know that SVB experienced an unprecedentedly rapid and massive bank run. So this is a very large group of connected depositors, concentrated group of connected depositors, in a very, very fast run, faster than the historical record would suggest.
The Fed is conducting an internal probe to figure out what happened and how to prevent it from happening again, and we expect results of that by the 1st of May.
1st of May. Okay, so that's the Fed's internal probe. Are other people looking into this?
Definitely. Two congressional committees plan to hold hearings on the bank failures. There have also been calls for an outside audit, and Powell says all that is fine by him.
It's 100% certainty that there will be independent investigations and outside investigations and all that. So we welcome when a bank fails, there are investigations. And, of course, we welcome that.
Two senators, Democrat Elizabeth Warren and Republican Rick Scott, have also suggested replacing the Fed's internal inspector general with an outside inspector, someone who'd be appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate. You know, ordinarily the Fed operates with a lot of independence, which is important to shield its interest rate decisions from political interference, but it's certainly getting some political scrutiny as a result of all this.
Okay, so higher interest rates and stingier banks, is this setting us up for a recession?
It's certainly possible, although the Fed's not projecting that. Fed policymakers do expect slow growth this year and slightly higher unemployment, but they don't anticipate a recession. The stock market might be feeling somewhat differently. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tumbled 530 points today, and all the major stock indexes were down about 1.6%.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
Scott Horsley.